Phone Boy Speaks, episode 598. No merging.
They never spoken about or publicly acknowledged by Sprint and T-Mobile plan to merge. They'd always be very careful about talking about joining forces or whatever. Well, that's no more. The Sprint board finally decided that it was going to be pretty long odds to get a merger between Sprint and T-Mobile through the U.S. regulators. It became pretty obvious that when Sprint and T-Mobile tried to do some joint bidding on an upcoming spectrum auction and that got blocked by the government, that probably means that they wouldn't allow a merger either. And so rather than try and fight that and waste cycles, Sprint has decided that this is not something that we could accomplish. And so this has been reported in a number of places. And, you know, of course, then the question is, what's next? Well, T-Mobile seems to be doing great. I mean, they've got, their numbers came out for Q2 and they keep continuing to gain subscribers at a clip higher than the other providers. And, whereas Sprint, on the other hand, keeps losing subscribers because they're in the middle of rebuilding their network. I mean, T-Mobile's is improving their network at a rapid clip. I mean, the network where they have it is fairly good. And, you know, they're adding HD voice and all this other stuff, and they're really kicking it up a notch. Sprint, they're marketing their America's newest network, which means absolutely nothing because they still, a lot of places it's still the same old crappy network. So Sprint is losing customers, and I think Sprint's got enough heft that they'll probably still be around for a while, and it'll be interesting to see if. Depending on how long it takes Sprint to rebuild their network, if T-Mobile will catch up to them, it's always possible, I suppose. But, then there's a question of, what other consolidation could happen? I mean, there's still some smaller providers out there that, I mean, I guess Sprint or T-Mobile could pick up, but it's not going to give them the kind of market share that they would get if Sprint and T-Mobile joined forces. Verizon and AT&T control like 70-something% of the market. And, so that's between the two of them. And so, merging them in that respect, gives them a third provider of scale. But, the U.S. regulators, and I think consumers like, more choices. And so going from 4 to 3 just seems like too much. But, whether the market will actually support four operators, remains to be seen. But I think, Sprint has to get its network fixed. I mean, that's that. T-Mobile needs more of a network. Sprint has its issues as well. But T-Mobile will over time, I think, they're adding spectrum and getting, especially the low band spectrum that should give them much better coverage in some of the more rural places where they may not have such great coverage today, but they just also need network in other places too. I mean, there's a lot of places that T-Mobile just doesn't have network at all. And it's not just that it's spotty. So I think, I think T-Mobile's in good shape though. And Deutsche Telekom wants to get rid of its share of T-Mobile in the U.S., but I don't think whatever operator it was, Elad or something, that actually made an offer for T-Mobile that Deutsche Telekom rejected. Now they may come back and get a better one, but the financials on Elad just don't look very good. The T-Mobile's stronger, and so a takeover bid just seems kind of silly. So, I don't know what other consolidation there is, but maybe in the upcoming spectrum option, T-Mobile will make more money or get more spectrum in more places and be able to expand their network and really start getting scale. I mean, that's what's going to have to happen. That's really, that's the only path I see right now. I mean, the other, there's some other potential suitors in the rating in the rings, but, as long as we don't consolidate down to 3 nationwide providers, I think the U.S. regulators will be happy. And, let the fight continue for market share in the U.S. Wireless market.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.